This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, Chris Witz with you once again. Everyone wants to be happy. People say happiness in this world comes incidentally, someone said. Make it the object of pursuit and it leads on a wild goose chase. It's never attained and follows some other object, and very possibly we might find that we've caught happiness without dreaming of it. Somebody else said happiness is having something to live for that's bigger than yourself. I'm grateful today to Roland Croucher, who gives some ideas here that are very helpful. He said, I don't know anyone who doesn't want to be happy, even though Woody Allen was supposed to have said one day, if my movie makes one person miserable, I'll be happy. That's an unusual statement. But we dream of happiness, we plan for it, and if I were to ask almost anyone what they want out of life, chances are they'd say, I just want to be happy. Aristotle Onassis proved, you know, that being rich or famous doesn't make you happy. Just before he died, he said, I've just been a machine for making money. I seem to have spent my life in a golden tunnel looking for the outlet to lead to happiness, but my tunnel just keeps on going. After my death, he said, there'll be nothing left. And so whilst you've heard this probably many times before, happiness is not attained by trying to be happy. It's really the byproduct of doing worthwhile things. It's all about being yourself and not wanting to be someone else. I think more importantly, you know, and I want to talk about this again tomorrow, is that happiness comes when we take our relationship with God seriously. Now, there's a tremendous passage in the Bible. It's called Psalm 32, and this was written by David, who had written this about 12 months after he had committed adultery and murder, and he was suddenly brought face to face with his sin. And he said, these were his words, what happiness for those whose guilt has been forgiven, and what joys when sins are covered over, what relief for those who've confessed their sins and God has cleared their record. He said, there was a time when I wouldn't admit what a sinner I was, but my dishonesty made me miserable and filled my days with frustration. But Lord, you are my hiding place. You keep me from getting into trouble. I will instruct you, says the Lord. Many sorrows come to the wicked, but abiding love surrounds those who trust in the Lord. Now, of course, David really understood what he was saying there. He came to understand what happiness. It had to do with being forgiven of his sin, and he'd done several wrong things. And here was a man, a great man, who actually had done the wrong thing, but he'd lived with a guilty conscience. He had a deep sense of shame. He'd done the wrong thing. He knew it. But he had actually confessed his sins to God and had repented. And so it was a very simple yet life-changing experience. And here we have in that psalm, Psalm 32, an incredibly relieved David. And he experienced real happiness. The burden he had been lifted. God had cleared the record, cancelled the debt. And it's the same, you know, that when God forgives us, a certain transaction takes place. Our sins are cast into the sea, removed, the Bible says, as far as the east is from the west. And so we find ourselves released from a burden. To confess our sins is not to make him aware of something he doesn't already know, but it's building that bridge that's been destroyed. So God helps us with our problems. I mean, difficulties are part of life, isn't it? Someone has said that when I have to make a decision and I'm not sure which way to go, he said, I pray hard, I think hard, and when the time is up and I must act, and I've done all the praying and thinking I can do, I say, Lord, show me the next thing to do. I think that's a very helpful way. So David learned the hard way. And the old hymn says, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. That makes sense. And I want to just continue that again tomorrow, if you'll join me then. Lord, forgive us for our short-sighted views of life. Lord, we need you to lift our thoughts, open the windows of our mind, because the peace that passes all understanding is there as we spend time with you. Help us, Lord, to forget the questions that we ask, and we want to thank you for being there. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.